From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. 2010 is set to join 1874, 1910, 1930, and 1994, among others, is a year when the House of Representatives flipped. If the polls are right, John Boehner will become Speaker of the House when the 112th Congress convenes in January. Our cover story today is a look at what to expect on Tuesday. In a moment, we'll get the latest poll numbers from the Pew Research Center. They were crunching them through the night. But first, a look back at how we got here.
If you thought election season might be over, you're going to be disappointed. The races for 2010 are already starting.
Now to the political earthquake this weekend.
Utah Senator Bob Bennett
losing to two Washington outsiders.
Clearly, the Tea Party is gaining power.
Arkansas, Kentucky, Oregon, and Pennsylvania.
Primaries.
Bellwethers for the midterm elections in November.
Set the tone.
Nationwide.
Party switching Senator Arlen Specter fell to a younger, less
Kentucky, Rand Paul already declared the winner of the Republican Senate nomination in that state over Trey Grayson.
We've come to take our government back.
Big primaries in several states yesterday. November midterms just 83 days away.
Bush tax cuts are set to expire at the end of the year.
The economy is the driving issue in the upcoming midterms.
The Republicans are hoping to pick up as many as 40 seats in the House if the economy remains in the dump.
President Obama is out to make the case that big-moneyed special interests
reveal who your donors are from.
They're counting on your silence.
They're counting on your amnesia.
They're counting on your apathy.
The airwaves are clogged with negative
from
ads.
Independent third-party groups.
I believe Washington is crushing us with spending and debt.
On Harry Reid's watch, Nevada's unemployment rate has shot past 14%.
Obama-Pelosi job-killing legislation like cap and trade.
The mama grizzly bears that rise up on their hind legs when somebody's coming.
Sarah Palin at this summer's Tea Party convention.
Some in the administration kind of hinting that government needs to take over more aspects of our private industry scares the heck out of me.
He has a political rally scheduled.
Tea Party groups like Freedom Works.
They had a convention Friday night before the Beck event on Saturday.
Republican surge. Biggest lead ever by either party in a midterm Gallup poll.
It's economy, economy all the time.
Republican leaders on the House side released their pledge to America.
Now the American people are speaking out like never before.
It's an echo of Newt Gingrich's contract with America.
Hoping to repeat their insurgent victory at the polls in 1994.
The 45-page document includes more photographs than specifics on spending cuts.
A big call in the Delaware Senate primary. Christine O'Donnell has defeated veteran Congressman GOP establishment Mike Castle.
I'm not a witch.
Tell us about this Alvin Green.
He lives at home with his father.
He has no staff,
no campaign headquarters,
no party support,
no contributions,
no job,
no cell phone,
no website,
no computer.
It means there is no such thing as a safe state.
Do the children have a brighter future? Are things coming together or being torn apart? The rest of it is all background music.